Tonight, our 10-minute speaker is Veronica S. from San Diego.
I'm an alcoholic. My name is Veronica.
Ooh, it's scary up here. My sobriety date is June 13th, 1997, and my home group is the early morning recovery meeting at the Serenity Shop. And I'm really grateful to be here. I don't see Randy here, but Randy is the one that asked me to speak. And I'm really grateful that he gave me the opportunity to participate in my own sobriety. And I've been taught that when somebody asks you to do something in AA, you do it. So here I am. I'm going to tell you a little bit about my story, but first I want to share an experience I had yesterday. Yesterday I was supposed to take somebody to a meeting, and that didn't happen, but I was going to take them to the Mira Mesa Lana Club where I got sober, and somebody was at the meeting that one of the people that was very instrumental in helping me get sober was at that meeting, and he took a cake for 19 years. And I just, you know, when I go to that club, I have such a feeling of peace and contentment. And it's like, I hope that everybody has a place where they feel like that, because, I mean, when I go to that club and there's people there that were so instrumental in me becoming sober, you know, and it's the same people that are there that were there when I first walked in the door, I just get this, you know, wonderful feeling. I shared and I started crying because that's the place that I got sober, you know, and it's still really emotional for me to go there and to participate in a meeting there. I don't get a chance to go there as much as I'd like because of the gas situation. It's quite a ways from my house, but I do go there as often as I can. I was raised in San Diego, and my dad is a retired police officer, and my mom was a homemaker. And I don't know, right from the beginning, I just felt like I was really different. I don't know whether it had anything to do with my dad being a law enforcement officer, but I felt a lot of anxiety and just, you know, uncomfortable in my own skin, like I hear a lot of people share in these meetings. And when I was 20 years old, I moved to Palm Springs, and it was on. You know, I started drinking right away. That's when I started drinking at 20 years old. And I'm not going to share a lot about my drinking because I only have 10 minutes. But I drank for a long time. I drank for about 20 years. And after 20 years of drinking, alcohol was totally my master. And I drank all the time. I got to the point where I had to drink every day, and I was waking up every morning and throwing up. And, you know, the book talks about how we love the ease and comfort that comes from the first drink. And I chased that for a long time. And I did the other things that it talks about in the book as far as, you know, I always thought this time is going to be different. And, you know, I got to the point where I made all those promises to myself that it talks about, like I'm not going to drink till Friday, and then it would be, you know, be Wednesday and I was drunk again. But the main thing was that I could not show up for my life. By the time I got sober, I had a 15-year-old daughter, and you know, I used to leave her alone all the time to go out drinking. And you know, I'm not proud of that, but alcohol was totally my master, and you know, I could not show up for my family. I basically did anything I could do to drink. And if it wasn't for the San Diego Police Department, I think I would still be drinking. In 1996, I got a DUI, and I had a typical day of drinking. I drank after work until 3 in the morning, and I got stopped. I rear-ended somebody. And while I was in jail, I really saw, you know, that I'm an alcoholic. And I really saw who and what I really am. And so I came into the program. And thank God for AA. I mean, I really needed to be here. And people just reached out their hands to me. You know, I hope that every man and woman that comes to AA gets what I got, you know, as far as people totally reaching out to me. And I had a lot of trouble staying sober. I wanted to go to the bar and drink 7-Up and hang out with my friends still. You know, and the 12 and 12 talks about that, you know, that we have to change our playground and playmates. And I didn't want to do that, so I had to be sufficiently beat up. And after about a year of going in and out of AA and, you know, people just loving me back. I mean, people really, they say we don't chase people, but people really chased me, you know, and not chased me, but, you know, welcomed me back and cared about where I was. And, you know, I've just really had a lot of miracles since I've been here, but I know that it is a deadly disease. I mean, that was really brought home to me when I was new. When I was about 3 months sober, a friend of mine jumped out of a drunk friend of mine jumped out of a car, and he was killed. He died like 2 days later. Him and his wife were both drunk. And then I did a lot of things I wasn't supposed to do, like relationships. And one of the people that I was involved with in my first year couldn't stay sober. He was in and out of this program for 15 years, and he ended up hanging himself. So, I mean, you know, I think those are lessons for me. You know, early on, I realized that this is a deadly disease, and if we don't get it, you know, we can die from it. It's sad, but true. And so I got a lot of help, you know. After relapsing for about a year, I got a sponsor, and my sponsor totally taught me the principles of the program. She, at the time I got sober, she was only 2 years sober, and she was totally involved in AA. She was a GSR, and, you know, she signed me up for stuff, like, right after I got sober, you know, the spring roundup came up, and she called me up, and she's like, oh, yeah, you're going to be a greeter. Click, you know, stuff like that. But, you know, she gave me the tools of the program, you know, and she went through the steps with me. And like I said, a lot of people at the Miramay Solano Club helped me out totally. You know, there was like 10 or 15 people that are directly responsible for my sobriety, you know, and besides God. And, you know, my sponsor taught me to find a God in this program. And since that time, I've had other sponsors, and all my sponsors, I don't know why, but have been, like, really into service, you know. And so I've had that foundation. And, you know, everything hasn't been perfect. I moved to Orange County when I was 4 years sober. And I really didn't realize when I moved there that, you know, the people in San Diego were holding me up, but they were, and I soon realized that after I moved there. So I got really crazy over there, and I almost drank. And through the grace of God, I went to a therapist, and this is really where I believe God came in, because I went to this therapist, and he had like 17 years in AA, and he looked at my little thing and said, oh, I was an alcoholic and all this, and he says, I know where a meeting is, right down the street from your house. And he got his little MapQuest thing out and gave me the directions to the meeting. And I became part of that meeting, and I became the GSR of that meeting. And I got all I needed was that little help, you know, from God and AA. And I got back on my track again. So, and since I've now been back in San Diego for 2 years, and, you know, I've had some medical issues, so I've been off work for like a year and a half,
But that, again, has allowed me to be of service, and I've been able to do H&I. I'm the GSR of my home group, and I've gotten to sponsor some women and be of service to my daughter. And I take care of my grandson a couple of times a week, and I take him to story hour at the library. And I just have a lot of fun, you know. One of the things that I want to say that I love about AA is I've had these health challenges and I've had relationship issues, and no matter what I've gone through, the hand of AA has always been there to help me. And, you know, I really realized in this last year that, you know, people were in AA were totally holding me up when I couldn't hold up myself. And that's like a beautiful thing, you know. I've gotten so much here, and it's so much better than anything I ever got when I was drinking, and I wouldn't give it up for anything. Thank you for letting me be of service.